Hello, it is May 12th, and welcome to the Joel McLaughlin Show on openpodcast.org. There are 8 days, yes, only 8 days till the Dayton Convention.
Hello again, and in my previous podcast for two podcasts for in one day, what do you know? In my previous podcast, I said it was 9 days. That is a correction. If it is Thursday, May 12th, it is now 8 days to the start of the Dayton Hamvention. In fact, I'll just launch into a little discussion about that. Again, no show prep. that would be wrong. Hamvention.org. http://. www.hamvention.org, and I see they've actually changed the website, first time in a long time. In any case, Dayton Hamvention is the biggest, if not in the nation, in the world, is the biggest hamfest this side of the globe. If not in the whole world, people from not just the United States, but from Canada, from Germany, lots of other countries in Europe all come to this show, and in there, there's seminars on different subjects within ham radio, like PRB1, which is the antenna tower preemption, federal preemption amateurs have in order to provide emergency services to the public. Ham radio, a lot of people think that it's not modern and all that. Now, see, I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm here from Columbus, Ohio, and this podcast is going to be up on openpodcast.org again. Because of the nature of this being the internet, you can be anywhere. Well, we've been anywhere on amateur radio for 50, 60 years. 60 years ago, 50 years ago, my grandfather probably was becoming a ham, if he was not already a ham. And he was talking to the world on sideband. I have stories of him. I ought to see if I can get a hold of the video and capture it. From my mom and dad, but I have video of my grandfather's interview on TV. He had talked to, he had relayed some information from one station to another during a fire in Cleveland, Ohio. But it's a really interesting story, and if I capture the video, I'll have to present the audio from the story up on the Joel McLaughlin Show here. So. In any case, amateur radio is a fun hobby. Dayton Hamvention is a blast if you've never been there. And even if you're not a ham, go anyway, because there's tons of computer gear there. One year I saw a complete AS400 system. It even had an operating system, dumb terminal, and all that. So it was very, very cool, very, 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 very neat to see. So, and that was how I found it in the flea market. You can always, almost always every year, somebody has Sun Spark stations there, and it's just a very, very neat deal. So, Dayton Hamvention is May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. 22nd is a short day. They finish at about 1 p.m., and then they have the prize drawings around 2, I think, something more like that. But in any case, come join us. I'd be glad to meet you there. My call sign is W3RAZ, if you hadn't caught that from the previous podcast. In Columbus, I usually on in the evenings, 147.24 megahertz on the 2-meter band. It's pretty much the most common one. I'm trying to get back into it. It seems like I always do around Dayton. I don't know why. But in any case, why don't you come out, enjoy us, enjoy the Hamvention, and have a good Thursday. And again, my email address is gorklin@gmail.com, GORKON at gmail.com. Gorkon at gmail.com. So please, if you, I repeated it a lot just in case you needed it a lot. So have a good Thursday.